This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm a doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Sorry, 1-877-DOCDALI. I kind of lost my voice. I was yelling a lot at the screen. So the new Star Wars, or the latest Star Wars movie, is it Star Wars 9? I don't even know where we're at, because we had a couple other Star Wars movies that weren't technically the books. I think they kind of went back, and I don't even remember what they're like. The Republic. I'm starting to kind of lose it, but they had none of the Luke Skywalker wasn't in a couple of them. So a lot of people don't think they counted, but they were good. Oh, the guy from Narcos was in one of them. I thought that was a good one, but everybody died. So that wasn't too good. It was before Princess Leia got the intel to help fight the Death Star. So it was a movie that was, yeah, so I don't know what, I'll have to find the name of it, okay? And so, one of the latest movie is The Rise of Skywalker. Okay, so you go into it thinking, okay, so we're going to go back and see Luke as a little boy. They didn't do that. Okay, which is fine. But I don't think I can handle another movie with Luke. They had Rey, who I like. Let me start with the good, and then we'll start with the bad. Okay, without going through any spoilers. Rey, I believe that's Daisy Ridley, deserves an Oscar. She was fantastic. I thought all the actors did very well. Great acting, lot of special effects. They tried to hit on almost every movie. So if you were around in the 70s, you could still appreciate this movie. And if you're young, you could still appreciate what the boomers saw, right? Okay. So it kind of bridged us. And I'm a big fan of bridging. I really love the Star Wars franchise because, you know, my parents who watched the movie and were young adults when the movie came out could basically then have conversations with their great-great-grandchildren and know who they're talking about, except, like, maybe, you know, BB-48 or that little thing in the cone thing. Maybe they won't know their names, but that's okay. So, all right, so it's worth seeing. But here's my problem, and I have to unfortunately criticize this movie. I don't want to give it a thumbs down. You have to see it. But I don't think the writers have a clue. I think the writers need some sort of consultant. They really need to hire me as a consultant. I apologize. I'm getting a lot of texts right now. Because you have, first of all, let's just say this, okay? You have a force. And one of the big things in the 1970s movies was the Force. Not a lot of people had the Force. If you had the Force, you were very, very special. There were good guys, the Jedis, and there were Siths, which I can't say with my lisp, and bad guys. And the bad guys got their Force from their evil, negative passions, and the good guys got it because they were just good. And this Force was so special that when you said, may the Force be with you, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, that's like a really good blessing. As the movies progressed, you just started to kind of see, okay, wait a second, what's going on here with the Force? Okay, the Force is supposed to be sacred. The Force is supposed to be very special. And in this movie, the biggest problem I had was the Force was all over the place. And the Force was used inconsistently. So without blowing the movie for you guys, you're going to sit there and go, okay, man, use the force, you need help, use the force. And they'll use the force, but then they'll be in trouble in the next scene, and like, use the force. You have that ability with the force. You were able to, you know, fly and all that, and then bad things happen, and they didn't use the force. And you're like, well, wait a second, how come the force worked at 1352, but not at 2758, right, in the movie. And you're like, okay, what's going on? And then people who you didn't think were supposed to have the Force had the Force. And you're like, wait a second here. So then I'm like, okay, well, where's Baby Yoda? Because if anybody deserves the Force, Baby Yoda does. There was no Baby Yoda. So you're going to sit there going, well, where the hell is Baby Yoda? No Baby Yoda. And that's going to have to be another movie. So there was a very careless disregard for the sovereignty and the sacredness of the Force. And I found that very frustrating. Another thing I found really, really frustrating is, I don't know if you guys have ever noticed, but every time they show the bad guy ships, the Stormtrooper ships and the Darth Vader ships, there's a lot of buttons. There's blue buttons and red buttons and white buttons, and there's all these buttons. You never see a bad guy use the buttons. There's all these buttons. There's panel buttons, panels, buttons. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's lots of buttons. Hit the buttons. Nobody's hit the buttons. And I'm like, well, there's good guys coming after you, and you have these buttons, and then good guys try to deal with some of the buttons, and they know how to deal with the buttons that aren't my own. But there are like zillion buttons. If I see a button, I want to push it. I just love pushing buttons. And there was a careless disregard of all these buttons. Again, underutilized. The Force was underutilized, buttons. Then another thing that confused me is there were red Stormtroopers. Stormtroopers in complete red. We're talking like Target red. And then you're like, what the hell are they? Are they good Stormtroopers or bad Stormtroopers? So I don't know if you guys have seen the later Star Wars, but you used to just have the white Stormtroopers, and then you had humans. And then maybe you had the ones with the weird eyes or the woman with the three boobs. Well, actually, that was Total Recall, which is another confusing thing. If there were women with three breasts, why weren't they around in the Star Wars bar? Why was it just Total Recall? So that kind of confuses you, too. But now they have Stormtroopers of every color. And so you're like, well, I don't get that, because what are those supposed to represent? So you actually get pretty confused. And then they brought up a lot of topics of people being related to certain people, which kind of forces you to think that person had sex. And then they almost had two people have sex. And you were like, no, I don't want to see that. You know, because it was bad enough to see Princess Leia kiss her brother Luke in the first movie, and then later come to find out they were brother and sister, and you're like, okay, well, what's going on? So you're sitting there bracing for another incestual relationship. You're bracing for somebody to misuse the Force, and nobody's even pushing the right button. So you get through that movie going, what the hell was that? That being said, it's worth seeing, because your great-grandkids are going to be all excited about having the Force. And even though you're like, you don't even know what you're talking about with the Force, you're going to be like, all right, you know, yeah. So you got to watch it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we have some news on the Ebola front that the FDA has now announced its first ever approval of a vaccine against Ebola. Took them a few years, but it looks like we have a vaccine. It will only be given to individuals over 18. The vaccine is called Ervebo, and it was involved in a two-year study conducted during an Ebola outbreak in Guinea, which, along with Sierra Leone and Liberia, had caused more than 11,000 deaths during that time frame. That was the 2014 to 2016 outbreak. So Anna Abram, FDA Deputy Commissioner for Policy, Legislation, and International Affairs, said while the Ebola virus disease in the U.S. remains low, the U.S. government remains deeply committed to fighting devastating Ebola outbreaks in Africa, including the current outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They say today's approval is an important step in our continuing efforts to fight Ebola in close coordination with our partners across the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, as well as our intentional partners such as World Health Organization. So Ervebo is a single-dose injection that was used in 2018 by the World Health Organization in the DRC as an investigational vaccine while the second biggest outbreak had been occurring. The first large outbreak, obviously, was 2014 to 2016. The latest outbreak, which I believe has taken at least 1,000 to 2,000 people's lives so far, is the second biggest outbreak that we've had. Again, in the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo, not in the U.S. And, the virus is a very sneaky one because it's transmitted very easily with bodily fluids like sweat, blood, tears, tissues of infected animals. So if you touch it, you could contract it. So if you're taking care of a sick individual thinking they have the flu, wiping the sweat off their brow, you could get Ebola, if that's what they have. Symptoms may appear as soon as 2 days or up to 21 days after exposure and can include fever, fatigue, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. Some people will get vomiting, diarrhea, rash, kidney issues, liver issues, and bleeding. Hence, that's why it's called a hemorrhagic fever. So, the FDA granted breakthrough therapy designation after several investigations into the safety, so that helps facilitate and develop the vaccine, and I think it also helps kind of push it through quicker, fast-track it. So, it's a landmark. They're excited about it. They say it's safe. So, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The ZMAP we actually use to treat it, this would be to prevent it. And even though they have been vaccinating, you know, people with, they've been using ZMAP as a vaccine, this would be a true vaccine that they would use, mass produce, and give. We're in the midst of flu season and a pretty bad one. And so we're a little nervous about how, you know, somebody might think it's a flu. If somebody has a flu, they have a fever, they're not feeling too well. And if that person had come from overseas with Ebola, then it could be misinterpreted. You know, so far the flu season has taken a little bit of an uptick. We're starting to see some widespread cases in certain states like Minnesota. Apparently Minnesota has seen a huge spike, especially in kids. We've seen Alabama have widespread, certain states have widespread. I believe flu activity has been now reported in all the states. And over the last couple days, we've seen some pretty, pretty high spikes in fevers. Now, we just talked about yesterday how the flu was going, was starting to come out of its peak in terms of influenza B and to be prepared for influenza A. I'm not sure if we're already there or if influenza B isn't really peaking across the United States. So the CDC is still telling us that the cases are on the rise. San Diego saw a 70% uptick this week. So my guess is what's happening is certain areas that got hit first, it's starting to wind down with one strain as the second strain may be coming through. And some of the other ones, the other places, you have people with the flu and they just aren't going in and getting swabbed. You know, we're supposed to report when we swab somebody, you know, if they're influenza A, influenza B, any infectious disease such as that gets reported to the health department. Well, now that many people are going online and getting their care through telemedicine, it's not getting reported. You know, I made a couple patients mad yesterday because somebody called in and said, hi, three of my kids have the flu. And my daughter's fever is now really high, and it's been going on for 5 days. So can you give her the flu medicine? And I'm like, okay, well, wait a second. Okay, you know, what type of flu did the other siblings have? Oh, well, they just had flu. Okay, did you take them in to be seen and swabbed? No. It just, you know, they have the flu. Coughing, sneezing, they had a little fever. I'm like, okay, well, that's not entirely flu. You know, that could be a cold. And so people will say, oh, they had the flu. And then, you know, say, okay, well, I need the Tamiflu. And I'm like, okay, was it really flu? Same thing with strep. Parents will call in saying, yeah, two of my kids have strep, and now I have a sore throat, so can you give me an antibiotic? And I'm like, okay, you know, were they swabbed? Were they? No, they just have a sore throat and a cough, and that's usually not strep. when you have a cough. So I think we have a lot of misdiagnoses or undiagnosed cases. And then you have people that they just feel too sick to go to the doctor. The problem with flu, if any of you have, I don't know if any of you have ever had the flu, but I remember in 2001, it was right after September 11th. We were down for the count. We didn't get flu shots. I forget why. I think maybe it was because of all the September 11th stuff. I'm not sure why me and my son didn't get flu shots, but we both got the flu. And we were down for the count. I mean, we were bad. And we just lied in bed. We couldn't move. We were burning up. We were shaking. Just sitting there shaking. And if somebody said, okay, Dr. Dahlia, you need to go to the doctor. You need to sit in a waiting room, upright. You can't lie down in a waiting room. You need to fill out paperwork and, you know, fill out this clipboard or this iPad. And then you need to sit in a doctor's room. And you see, most people with the flu can't get out of bed. See, I would diagnose my patients with flu if they were in their pajamas or their onesies and they wanted to lie down and they couldn't sit in the room. And they said, I feel like blank. And there was be a cuss word. And when they would say that, even the people that don't cuss, I didn't even have to do the flu swab. I did, you know, for epidemiological purposes, but that's flu. So the problem we have is the CDC is trying to estimate how many thousands of people have the flu. You know, they have a, you know, map and surveillance, and they have, like, the flu view, which is really, really cool, by the way. And so every state has activity, some sporadic in the Virgin Islands and Guam, but we are talking widespread activity in Nevada and California and Oregon and all over. Certain regional activity in more of the rural states. But if nobody's going in and getting seen because they can't, you're not going to get numbers. So right now we're in week 50. Well, they have data up to week 50 when it comes to flu. So by week 50, you're like, wait a second. It's about the 8th week into the flu season. That's not how it works. They look at the year. So we are in week, well, the data is from week 50. Right now we're in week 51, and then next week will be week 52. That's how it works, okay? So right now, high activity is in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. The moderate activity is in Connecticut, Illinois, Minnesota, New Jersey, North Carolina, North Dakota. Moderate means there's still a crap load of cases, okay? And District of Columbia. Low activity is being reported in California, Hawaii, Indiana, Massachusetts, Nevada, New York, Pennsylvania, Utah, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. And minimal activity, which is interesting, is in Alaska, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, Ohio, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, and West Virginia. And they didn't have enough to calculate in Louisiana and U.S. Virgin Islands. So what does that tell you? Well, it means flu is shifting. Flu is moving. They say among 1,500 laboratory cases that they looked at between October 1 and 2009, the 2019, December 14th, the hospitalization rate was about 5.5 per 100,000 population. Not as high as you would think. And of the hospitalizations, 53% were caused by the influenza A, 45% by influenza B. So make no mistake about it, there is influenza A. And again, that's the one that's a little bit more vicious. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he's pleased that Congress has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members.
This is a well-deserved pay raise for the men and women of the military who continue to make great sacrifices for the nation as they stand watch all over the world to protect America. It will also help ensure that we continue to recruit our country's best talent into the armed forces.
Esper giving his final press briefing in 2019. A Southeast Texas woman is under arrest in connection with the disappearance of an Austin mother and child. The woman is accused of kidnapping and tampering with evidence. Austin police say she lured Heidi Broussard and Margot Carey to her home in Houston. The three-week-old Carey was found alive and is now with Child Protective Services. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know if you guys are following this whole impeachment saga drama. I mean, I'm already fatigued by it. I mean, it's been going on. We haven't even started, you know, the election process in 2020. And, you know, here we are, you know, with the, before the year ends, with two articles of impeachment against our current president. This is the third time in history this has happened, but a fourth time that a president has been, you know, brought up on impeachment charges. But I guess in order for impeachment to, go through, it can't sit in the House. And so with what's going on right now, Pelosi is holding on to the articles of impeachment, waiting until they get assurances that the Senate is going to take this seriously. The Senate doesn't want to take it seriously because they think it's bogus charges and bogus, you know, reasons for impeachment. But what made headlines today is technically Trump isn't impeached if Pelosi doesn't send the articles of impeachment. So they can't really use the terminology that he's impeached. So one of the Democratic witnesses who testified in favor of President Trump's impeachment cautioned Thursday that in order to, quote, officially impeach the president, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has to send the articles of impeachment to the Republican-led Senate. This was a Bloomberg op-ed, and Harvard legal scholar Noah Feldman said that Nancy Pelosi can delay sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, but not for an indefinite period of time. Apparently, impeachment, as contemplated by the Constitution, does not consist merely of the vote by the House. And that's what everybody's been saying in the news. The House can impeach him. The Senate has to enact it or acquit Trump and put an end to it. But the Trump impeachment is done. And there's a small technicality. It's only done once the articles get sent to the Senate. So the House has them. They just don't want to give them. You can't make this stuff up. This is a movie. This literally, they are going to make movies about this. So they say both parts are necessary to make an impeachment under the Constitution. The House must actually send the articles and send managers to the Senate to prosecute the impeachment. This is why when Bill Clinton was impeached, they, I think, that day or the next day walked it over. I mean, in order for it to be done, it has to be signed, sealed, and delivered. That's kind of, I think, where that term came from, right? Signed, sealed, delivered. You have to deliver it. It's not delivered. So the Senate then must actually hold a trial. He wrote, going on to say, if the House doesn't release the articles, Trump could legitimately declare that he was never actually impeached. Feldman says, to be sure, if the House just never sends its articles of impeachment to the Senate, there could be no trial there. That's what the sole power to impeach means. But if the House never sends the articles, then Trump could say with strong justification that he was never actually impeached. And that's probably not the message congressional Democrats are hoping to send. So he wrote that the blaring headlines saying Trump impeached were media shorthand and not technically correct legal statements. So that's very, very interesting. Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell returned to the Senate floor late last night to declare that the Senate and House Democrats were at an impasse over whether the House would transmit its articles of impeachment to trigger a constitutionally mandated trial. He spoke after a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and said that, who's the top Democrat there, and insisted on departing from the unanimous bipartisan precedent that 100 senators approved before the beginning of President Bill Clinton's trial. Schumer had requested a special pretrial guarantee of certain witnesses whom the House Democrats themselves, I guess, did not use for their original case. McConnell said that he noted in 1999 all 100 senators endorsed a common-sense solution to divide the process into two stages, one laying the groundwork for rules on matters like opening statements, and the other handling mid-trial questions such as witnesses. So McConnell says some House Democrats imply that they are withholding the impeachment articles for some kind of leverage. I admit I'm not sure what leverage there is in refraining from sending us something we don't want. Alas, if they can figure that out, they can explain. That's right. The Senate, they got bigger fish to fry. They got things to do. They got stuff to do. Things to see, people to do. They don't. Or things to do, people see. They got stuff to do. So what is the leverage? Well, the leverage is, all right, from the psychology, and I talk a lot about psychology of elections, okay? Trump needs to fundraise heavy next year. He also needs to win his election. And having this impeached, or Trump who's impeached and or going down in history, you know, having been impeached might hurt his fundraising efforts or votes. My guess is whoever supports Trump doesn't care. And the independents are the ones that are, you know, the focus, obviously. And so the later this goes, the more advantageous it is to Democrats. Because if, let's say, Nancy Pelosi sends it in January, the Senate just bears, you know, blows right through it, showing, let's say, you know, holes in their argument. And the, you know, the Republicans have a majority. And they put an end to this by the end of January. Then they, you know, all these commercials and media, you know, bits that are anti, you know, Trump and all these anti-campaign ads have to then take out the term impeached. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't want this over by January. See, what happened is they did this too early. They really rushed this through too quick. If the Democrats wanted to use any strategy, they should have slowed down the process and made this drag on throughout the spring. And then maybe drop it hard on the summer when a lot of the fundraising is done. And then, you know, possibly then, I don't know. Honestly, maybe it's a waste of time completely because the Republicans would have never impeached him anyway. So I think it's very, very interesting that, the debate over whether he has impeachable offenses or not is not even the big issue. The big issue is they still don't even have an official impeachment. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We did get a win, apparently for both sides, where we have a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico. Apparently this passed the House by 385-41, and the House approved a bill that puts in place terms of the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. The legislation passed after Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues got key concessions from the administration, and the administration wanted to pass this, obviously, before next year's election season. So the deal might have a little bit of effect on our economy, but basically it gives lawmakers from both parties a chance to support an agreement that farmers, ranchers, business owners wanted done. So it's kind of unique in that this is something that bipartisanly need, you know, was going to, you know, help whoever was in office. So apparently the GOP Senate will take up the legislation after the holiday. Trump made tearing up the North American Free Trade Agreement a hallmark of his presidential run in 2016 as he tried to win over working class voters in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Craig said it couldn't be done, but he made it happen. So House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said another promise made, another promise kept. And he is. He's keeping a lot of his promises. Building the wall. Some said, though, the agreement did not do enough to prevent U.S. jobs from relocating to Mexico. You know? But it looks like this is a win for both sides. The original NAFTA phased out nearly all tariffs on goods produced within North America. And it linked two wealthy developed countries with a poor developing country. Since then, trade with Canada and Mexico has increased more rapidly than trade with other countries. And again, we do want to work with our neighbor on the south, especially since we want to start controlling a lot of the bad stuff coming in terms of illegal drugs, fentanyl, heroin, things like that, cartel. So the economy holds the power. 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you guys decorated the houses yet? I hope you have, because, you know, obviously the holidays are coming. And I love tinsel. And even though tinsel isn't really a traditional Jewish Hanukkah decoration, I don't care. I like tinsel having all over the house because it's silver and it's pretty and it's shiny and it looks like my nails, so I love tinsel. The problem is my cat eats it. My cat will eat the tinsel, and then its poop will be shiny. And I'm like, why is that poop shining? And you go up to it, and there is tinsel wrapped around the poop. So that could be dangerous. Apparently, an eight-year-old German Shepherd in England ate 3 feet of tinsel and had to undergo emergency surgery to remove the decor from his stomach. They love tinsel. Mom, Olivia Mullen, said the canine Benji had never eaten something he wasn't supposed to. This is the first time he's ever done anything like this, bad boy. He doesn't even go after shoes or toys. It was a total surprise. Well, because they like shiny. So the incident occurred before the Christmas tree was even up. He had actually gone rooting through a box. I was working, and my mom called me to say he had eaten some tinsel. X-rays showed 3 feet of the tinsel inside Benji. So usually the tinsel is about a foot or two long, because when you bend them over, they're about, you know, maybe 18 inches. You could get various, I guess, lengths of it. But apparently 3 feet. And that could just be one or two things that kind of got twisted together. She said it was really quite horrific. I couldn't believe he had eaten so much tinsel. You could clearly see it was all tangled up, and I knew right away he needed emergency surgery. So David Owen was the lead emergency veterinarian. The treated Benji warned pet owners that shiny tinsel can attract both dogs and cats alike, but anything stringy is extremely dangerous if swallowed. In veterinary medicine, we call this a linear foreign body. If the tinsel anchors itself in the stomach, it can't then pass through the intestines and can slowly cut through the tissue like cheese wire. This can cause severe damage to the pet's intestinal tract. And my cat every year finds the tinsel and eats the tinsel. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have like a little baby blue little tree, and there's tinsel on that tree, and he will climb up and go just after the tinsel because he's stupid like that. So it's a mess. But anyway, Benji's fine. Had to have emergency surgery, but just, you know, another thing to remember, you got to be careful with tinsel. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lady was electrocuted when she plugged in her laptop. She lost half of her arm 5 years ago. It was a freak accident. Jew Snell, 40 years old, said the incident that happened 5 years ago triggered something called complex regional pain syndrome, and that's rough. Complex regional pain syndrome was very debilitating, very, very painful, and in her case, it actually led to sepsis, an infection in her limb. So it's kind of this chronic pain condition that will strike you after an injury. So an electrocution could trigger it, or a crush injury, or, yeah. And it's characterized by prolonged or excessive pain and changes in skin color, temperature, or swelling in the affected area. Now, she wasn't diagnosed with CRPS until 6 weeks after she was hospitalized for electrocution. She had 5 operations. The feeling in her hand never returned. The lower arm became thin due to the lack of movement, and it constantly felt like it was soaking in boiling hot oil. And when exposed to cold, it was like my hand was in shattered glass. So, again, it's a regional pain syndrome where a region of the body, complex, has these complex sensations and severe sensations or lack thereof. So you don't move the limb. You don't want anything happening to that limb. You basically try to cover it up and protect it. And then, unfortunately, you don't use it. So if you don't use it, you lose it. Start getting some atrophy. You could get an infection in there, not realize it, and it could be pretty dangerous. So her pain continued for about 12 months. She visited a hospital up to 4 times a week. She became disoriented, had a fever, and then ended up being diagnosed with sepsis. So they had to amputate before the infection went up her body. She said she wanted it off anyway because the arm was affecting her life. She said, yes, so I can now restart my life. Now, what they are talking about is this electrocution injury. This happened by plugging in her laptop. How many of us have planned to, you know, we have so much access now to our electrical outlets. We don't talk about the number of electrical injuries we face with daily. You know, there was that kid that electrocuted themselves by plugging the wrong part of the cell phone charger into the outlet. You could have outlet covers, but, you know, again, a freak accident. So, you know, when I grew up, you had lamps. You were never supposed to touch an outlet. You just touched the light switch. That's all you needed to do. Now, because we have to charge our iPhone, and we have to charge our tablets, and we have to charge our laptop, and we have to charge our Apple Watch. 4 or 5 times, I'm going back and forth with outlets. Yeah, there's going to be an increased risk of electrocution injuries. So, pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Awesome, awesome job by this little New Jersey girl who's 4 years old. Little girl saved her mom by calling 911 during a medical emergency, and good for this 4-year-old to know what the hell to do. This is why, you know, I did this with my kids. I would pretend to collapse, and I would have them find my phone and call 911 or hit the emergency button. I would have them practice that without really calling 911. But I, they would know, you know, which pocket it would be in, or they would know to go to the phone. Now the kids have phones. They didn't have phones when they were younger. And we would do these drills. And I wanted them to, you know, I didn't want to freak them out, but, you know, because the last thing I want is to be lying on the ground. They go, oh, that's just mom doing a drill. I don't have time for that, mom. I'm texting. You know, so if I'm on the ground, don't freak out and be in shock. You know, jump right on it. Well, this little 4-year-old girl from Somerset, New Jersey, is now being called a hero because she helped police into her locked home and took care of her younger siblings after her mom collapsed. This happened at 8 a.m. on December 6th. She was at home with her mom, Haley, her 2-year-old sister, and 1-year-old twin brothers. That's a full house. Mom passed out. She attempted to wake her. Hold on one sec. She attempted to wake her and couldn't. So she knew to call 911. She goes, my mommy fell down. She can't talk. That's what she told the dispatcher during the call. The dispatcher then asked Isla, the girl, if her mother was sleeping. And other questions like, is her eyes open? And kudos to these dispatchers who are able to convey major first aid technique to a young kid. Or major assessment and triage and survey to a 4-year-old kid. Dispatcher was like, you know, our mom's eyes open. Can you wake her up? It's even told the dispatcher that her mom had become sick with a fever before she passed out. The 4-year-old told the dispatcher she was home with her siblings and even attempted to quiet the family's barking dogs at one point. She took control, telling the dog to shut up. So the dispatcher goes, okay, I'll let you know when they're there. Stay on the line with me until then. And emergency officials quickly arrived, but the door to the family's home was locked. Carefully following their instructions, she dragged a chair over to the door so she could reach the lock and let them inside. After first responders were inside the home, she helped keep her younger siblings calm and assured them that everything would be okay. That's according to the Franklin Township Police Department. And then she even made breakfast. So the mom was taken to the local hospital, was remained for 4 days before she was released. No other details. So we don't know what happened, why that happened to her. But dang, this little girl, hailed as a superhero. So they got to commend Issa for the great job by calling 911 and getting help. So, you know, if your kids or grandkids don't know what to do, you know, in an emergency, the more they practice it, the easier it is. So just, you know, do these drills. You do fire drills. Do 911 drills. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.